condition, change of zone number 1826, JKJ Properties LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 4.62 acres, more or less, of a 15.94-acre parcel. The property is located on the west side of North Main Street, U.S. Route 13B, and Sussex County Highway, U.S. Route 13, approximately 513 feet south of East Newton Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 131, Map 6, Parcel 11, and it's for a portion of the parcel. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, an exhibit booklet, a site plan, and then the service level results from DLDOT and the Engineering Department Utility Planning Division comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Davidson.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight to represent the application, the lands of JKJ Properties LLC. With me tonight is the owner, Mr. Jim Weller. The subject property is located on the west side of U.S. 13. It's at an intersection of where North Main Street goes into the town of Bridgeville. It's approximately about 500 feet south of U.S. 404. As in the area located, Mr. Weller has Weller's Tire Service and Utility Trailers directly across this. Across the road here is where the office is located currently for the operation. On the subject property at this time, the property is 11.32 acres of the 15.94 acres is already zoned C1. We're here tonight asking for a rezoning of the remaining lands of the 15.94, which is approximately 4.62 acres, to be rezoned from AR1 to CR1. Which is the commercial residential district. Currently on site within the existing commercial portions of the property, Mr. Weller operates his business. Mr. Weller's been in business for approximately about 43 years, 20 of those years currently at this location here. So what he does with the site right now is it's a sales display area for trailers, sheds, and he also uses the site to assemble the trailers as they come in, and he does that for the sale of his product. As was stated, when we submitted service level evaluation form, that DLDOT required that there was a traffic impact study for the site. The proposed CR1 zoning is in character in the booklets. I did provide a zoning map of the area. The property is in the vicinity of quite a bit of commercial area along 13 adjacent. It's also adjacent to some light industrial property, which is at the intersections of 404 and US 13. In the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, I added those maps to the exhibit as well. The area for the proposed rezoning is identified to be in the town center area of the town of Bridgeville. And for the purposes of the future land uses, significant growth is proposed to be clustered around these incorporated municipalities in unincorporated areas just beyond the municipal border. So within the area, we are in the town center district as part of the 2008 comprehensive plan. The 2015 strategies for state policies and spendings has this property in a level 2 area. The property is both served by both on-site well and septic. Although he's in the town center district, he is not contiguous to the town of Bridgeville, so the properties would be served by septic and well, which would be permitted by DENERAC. Lastly, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance being located in the appropriate location, meaning the purpose of this district by providing sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial miscellaneous services activities generally serving a wide area and located particularly along an existing major thoroughfare, which this is along US 13, which is Sussex Highway, and where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. Mr. Weller has his current business there, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And again, to finalize, we are asking just for the back portion, which is the 4.62 acres of this land back here, to be rezoned to CR1. And with that, Mr. Weller and myself are here to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, we'll see if anyone here has any questions. Mr. Davidson, Mr. Wheatley.
My question would be, how did that get zoned AR1 in the first place?
How did it get split across?
Was it
the actual zoning line is 600 feet off
the right of way. I was going to ask you if it was the 600 feet
1970.
Rule. Yeah. Okay. No, I don't have any questions, Mr. Ross.
Yep, that explains that whole thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Hudson.
No questions, thank you.
Mr.
No questions.
Nope.
I have no questions. Ms. Walls.
None for me, thank you.
Mr. Wayne.
No questions.
None, thanks.
Mr. Roberts.
No, none.
Okay, no question. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Anyone here like to speak in favor of change in zone number 1826 JKJ Properties LLC? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1826? Anyone on the commission or staff have any questions? Hearing none, we're going to close the public record, and you're welcome to stay with us this evening, Mr. Davidson, or call the office in the morning to see if we make a decision. Okay, that closes all of our